Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 20th. Canada's inflation rate slowed slightly last month as gas prices fell, but grocery prices climbed. Stats Canada says the country's annual inflation rate was 7% in August, down from 7.6% in July. The report says grocery prices were up 10.8% compared to last year. An online fundraising effort has been launched to help the family of a man who died in a collision while riding his bicycle on Highway 21. The crash happened just before 9 at night on Friday, September 9th in Kincardine Township. A GoFundMe page says 47-year-old Glendon Bowles leaves behind his three children, Bronwyn, Ruby, and Finley. It says the fund has been created to support the children as they navigate life without their father and will go towards supporting the kids and saving for their education. The fundraising goal is $25,000. As of about noon today, just over $12,000 had been raised. Grey Bruce OPP are asking for information to help in their investigation into an assault in Grey Highlands. Police say on Saturday, September 3rd, around 11 in the morning, they responded to a report of a disturbance on Toronto Street South. Witnesses reported a confrontation had occurred in which a man assaulted another person. OPP are asking anyone who may have been in the area at the time and witnessed the event, or who may have video footage, to call them or Crime Stoppers. The city of Owen Sound says avian influenza has been detected in birds at Harrison Park. Staff say in a release on Friday they observed birds in the sanctuary exhibiting possible symptoms of avian flu. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency was contacted and they did some testing which confirmed H5N1 in the birds. On the agency's advice, staff installed a fence to eliminate public contact with the birds in the flock, and the Harrison Park Bird Sanctuary is now under a quarantine order. The city says if you find a wild bird that is deceased, you are encouraged to report it to the Canadian Wildlife Health Cooperative. The rest of Harrison Park is still open. A fundraising event for the Terra Splash Pad set for Friday has sold out. Allison Taylor Meisner from the Terra Splash Pad Committee says tickets to see internationally known psychic medium Kelly Elson at the Terra Curling Club on Friday night have all been sold. Meisner is thrilled with the response to the fundraiser.
You know, this will give us a pretty good chunk of change. So we're looking at, I believe this event could bring us upwards of 8,000 or more. You know, we are about halfway to our goal. So our goal is to raise about $75,000.
In conjunction with the municipality of Aaron Eldersley, construction of the splash pad is due to start this fall. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 193 points to 19,368. The Dow Jones is down 313 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.82 U.S. cents, down 65 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $84.45, down $1.28 a barrel. In sports, in Ontario Hockey League preseason action, the Owen Sound Attack host the North Bay Battalion at the Bayshore. Game time is 7 o'clock. Saturday night, the Attack host Barrie in their final tune-up game. Three prominent National Hockey League defensemen announced their retirements today. Zdeno Chara, PK Subban, and Keith Yandle all confirmed their playing days in the NHL are over. Chara signed a one-day contract to retire as a member of the Boston Bruins. Subban, a former OHL star at Belleville, played for Montreal, Nashville, and New Jersey. And Yandle holds the NHL record for playing 989 consecutive games. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays are in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Ross Stripling starts for Toronto. The Jays hold the top wild card spot in the American League. Game time is 6:45. And the 2022 Kincardine Sports Wall of Fame induction ceremony will be staged tonight at Bar Down in Kincardine. 10 athletes and builders will be inducted this evening. For more on the sports wall, visit the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.